Europeans, enter a new Europe.
The podcast about inspiring projects
all over Europe with Jana,
José,
Paula,
Roxana.
Hi, welcome to the new episode of the podcast Into a New Europe. I'm Roxana and today I would love to show you new projects in Poland in different fields. I hope you get some fresh inspiration for your actions. In my opinion, thinking about the future is very important to remembering history. The first organization I want to introduce to is the Magurić organization. They focus on inventory saving and remembering location and objects like cemeteries, chapels and roadside crosses. They prevent the cultural heritage and bring us a memory of communities which sometimes don't even exist in the supplies. The idea of saving all cemeteries started at the end of 80s, 20th century. During this time, Szymon Modrzejewski taken care in Greek Catholic Cemetery in Berdechach Górne. The first action focused on Southeast Poland, especially the cultural heritage of Bolkos and Lenkos, the ethnic groups. In 2007, the association was set up. Today, the Magurić Association leads the project in the old Polish, Jewish, German, Roma and other ethnic national religious cemetery around the Poland. The members work together with the partners in Ukraine. Their work isn't only renovation of graves, but talking about history and bring people together. The association prepare workshop and publish books. Do you know the ideas of the Human Library? It was born in 2000 during Roskilde Festival in Copenhagen, Denmark. Today, the Human Library is known in 18 countries. The most important is linking people who probably never meet or talk to each other. Let's imagine we are in the library, but inside the book, we have the lead, the person who is there from, the group, for example, who has a lot of stereotypes in society. We can ask the question and challenge own prejudice. The meetings provide understand others and grow empathy. In Poland, there are many actions which use these methods. In small and big cities, the villages, and you can check all most of this action at the website żywabiblioteka.pl. The most interesting is that, like I said, it's not only in big city, like for example in Łódź, in Biblioteca Odyseja made a few meetings with the Human Library. The participants could ask the Buddhist or just transsexual person. But also in the smaller place, like for example in Oleśnica, you can check their Facebook, Żywa Biblioteka Living Library Oleśnica. And for example, the people can talking with the person who immigrate to Poland. Please let us know if you took part in this method and do you use that, or what do you think about this? The volunteering shouldn't be connected only to young people. Let's talk a bit about senior volunteering. More and more locals, governments, culture and educational centers, NGOs, looks for volunteers in every age. I want to share with you my personal story. When I was 18 years old, first time in my life, I started my volunteering project. I was a volunteer city host Wrocław during Euro 2012 in Poland and Ukraine. I worked with people of different age and different background. It was so interesting to share experience with them and talking with them and, you know, just working. After that, in other a project dominated only young people, I sometimes miss something. So let's talk about senior volunteers. I would love to share with you some very nice place. It's called Aktywne Senior Association in Mława, and it's volunteering seniors for seniors. What does it mean? You can ask. It does mean the volunteers, senior volunteers, prepare, for example, mascot. They make also another handmade piece of art, drums, some food and sell on in their special internet shops, for example, mascot, and what they and collect funds for another seniors, for example, for the dinner, for activities, for material help to another seniors. But not only that, seniors engage in social life. For example, in April this year, they prepared the Ukrainian Food Day and they collect money for Ukrainian refugees who stay in their city. What do you think? Do you have a similar organization in your local communities? Are you a senior volunteers and want to share with us your experience work with senior volunteers? I hope you get a little bit motivated or inspiration by this free topic, like culture heritage, senior volunteering, or the human library. Maybe someone from you guys have an experience with this kind of project and can share with us your experience. We will be very grateful. So guys, take care and we will see in the next episode. Bye!